God going to judge the whoremonger and the adulterer. Let's deal with this word fornication. Another translation said fornicate. Let's deal with that word fornication. The word fornication, it comes from the word porneia, which means pornography. Y'all getting quiet on me. Y'all getting quiet on me. The Bible says that God is going to judge the whoremonger and the adulterer. The man or woman that chooses, get this now, I need y'all look at me. I'm almost through it, boy. It done got hot up in here. The man or woman that will choose to sidestep marriage to have sex, you're having unsafe sex. See, you want to share bills, you want to share beds, you want to share bodies, you want to share all, but you don't want to get married. Okay, I'm going to say it again. You want to share bills with them. You want to share your bodies with them. You want to share the bed with them. And I put another B. Let me see what the other B I put. You even get babies with them. But you don't want to get? I'm confused. If you want to share bills with them, and you want to share beds with them, you want to share bodies with them, you want to even have babies, why don't you just get married? Why don't you just get married? But we want the benefits of it without the commitment of it. But the Bible says, oh boy, I tell you, boy, we done went into the deep waters this morning. We done went deep sea fishing this morning. And I'm glad we did. Because there's too much sexual immorality going on in the church. Men and women laying up and sitting there, believers laying up like it's no problem. Do you know the Bible said that every sin we commit is outside the body except for fornication? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 6 that he that commit a fornication sinneth against his own body. I've grown up and seen young innocent boys get caught up with a fast girl, or a little innocent girl get caught up with a fast boy. Because sex is the only time when you enter somebody else's body. And all that baggage that she have, she passing on to him. And all that baggage that he had, he passed. That's why you say, well, what's wrong with this young girl? Nah, she was so cute. Nah, she just buck wild. What's wrong with her? He was just such a clean cut. Now he done got buck wild. Check their sexual history. It says a lot. Oh, y'all done got quiet on me now. But let me tell you three ways God will judge. There's a temporary judgment. I said, boy, Pastor, help him get through. Help him get through. Number one, there's a temporary judgment with STDs. See, God done set up all kind of ways for judgment in the earth. When we go, see, number one, the man or woman that want to sidestep marriage, you're having unsafe sex. The man or woman that want to step outside of their marriage, you're having unsafe sex. God will use things to judge. Number one, he'll use disease. STDs. You mess around and get out there and get some that HS can't wash off. The man trying to tell you, y'all laugh, but he's being serious. There's a young woman, there's a young man sitting somewhere that they went to the doctor and they got the report and now they're crying for the rest of their lives. And no, they may not have been out there with 1,000 boys, but when you get out there one time, the way God tell you not to get out there, you open yourself up for disease. Say disease. Not only God judged through disease, God judged through depravity. Let me tell you what that means. Romans 1, when God sent a word like this and men and women are still bent on doing what they want to do, God will turn you over to a reprobate mind. So not only will God judge through disease, God will judge through depravity. God said, I done sent my word. I done told you, stop it. Uh-huh. But if you say, I don't care what that preacher say, I'm going to do me, God said, yeah, and I'm going to do you. And God will turn you over to a reprobate mind. Let me tell you what that means. So those who don't know what that means, you'll want to turn around and God won't let you. Much given, much required. Say disease. Say depravity. I'm almost done. God will enforce discipline. We better be like, do y'all see the screen? What does it say? Do what? What I need to do, my singles, y'all meet me at the mall. Let's go to Foot Locker. Just get you a good pair of Nikes. I'm going to get you a good pair of Nikes. Then when that time comes, you... I'm about to make my last point of judgment. There was a time, those who know the biblical story about Joseph, Miss Potiphar's wife, y'all know Miss Potiphar had to be sexy. She was Miss Potiphar. Potiphar could have got any woman he wanted. But there was something, the Bible said Joseph was this good-looking man. You know, probably looked like me, you know, I mean, every day Joseph went in the house to do his little business, Miss Potiphar was saying, Joseph, I want you. See, if you will read the Bible and cut off Oprah and all that, it's some good stuff in the Bible. Here comes Miss Potiphar. Every day Joseph going there to do his job, she said, come on, Joseph, lie with me. Mr. Potiphar's gone. Ain't nobody. Lie with me. But the Bible said this. Joseph said this. How can I do? First of all, this man has given me everything in this house but you. See, sometimes... When the devil's trying to tempt you, sometimes you got to just take a moment to think about all that you can lose. Mess around with you, I can lose a lot. Amen? And Joseph began to say, listen, he's given me everything but you. But besides that, how can I do this great thing and sin against God? Joseph was down there in Egypt. Ain't nobody knew him. He ain't had no cousins down there. He ain't had no nephew. He was down there by himself. Hey, I don't care where you're going to college at. I don't care if mama not around. Mama could be in another state. You still don't have to do wrong. Joseph said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? The Bible says Joseph was a wise guy. I'm almost through. Deacon Leon, let me push this thing right here. See, Joseph wasn't so spiritual. When Miss Potiphar said, come on, Joseph, sleep with me. Joseph didn't do like some of y'all would have did. Well, Miss Potiphar, let's kneel beside the bed and pray. Now, Lord, she's coming on to... No, Joseph ain't playing them kind of games. No, the Bible said Joseph ran. See, some of y'all missed that. Sometime, before you pray, just run. You need to run to a place so you can pray. Sometimes you just need to get out of the heat of the kitchen. And let me go, I'm going to push it. You living together, you ain't married. How you really going to think you're going to prevent from not having sexual immorality? He getting out the shower, you getting out the shower. Oh, see, y'all don't want to talk about this kind of stuff. I'm trying to help Christians out. You can't help but commit a sexual immoral act when it's right there. I got it quiet in here. Say disease. Say depravity. Let me tell you the third way God will judge. He will judge with discomfort. Okay. When David slept around with Bathsheba, he got that woman pregnant. He killed that man because David tried to put the baby on Uriah. You ain't got to watch God in light. I'm telling you, as the world turns, just get in the Bible. David, not Lou Jack, David. What that one that been on the story for about 100 years? Not Vic, the woman. The chancellor gone. I remember the chancellor. We had to shut up when the chancellor came on back in the day. Reba? Reba went through a whole family, you know, something. You ain't got to look at the story. Just get in the Bible. David gets Bathsheba pregnant, and he wants to put the baby on Uriah. He tried to get this man to sleep with his wife because he already done got word. She told him, David, I'm with child. David had this man killed. All because he had unsafe sex. I'm not talking about with a condom. I'm talking about he did that which was wrong sexually. Yeah. She was a married woman. Yeah. Mm. Say discomfort. God gives David. God said, David, by Levitical law, you should be dead. But I'm not going to kill you. But one thing. The sword will never leave your house. I want to let somebody, God will forgive us for our sin. But sometimes there is something we got to reap because we had unsafe, dealing with some unreasonable baby mama, dealing with some unreasonable baby daddy, all because what? Unsafe sex. That it did not have to be. See, y'all quiet on me now. Four things, and I'm just going to graze these. Nikki, I didn't give him this. Number one, avoid the temptation. Avoid the temptation. My wife and I, and I got permission from the Glovers. I don't just get up here and tell people business without their permission. But it's beautiful because when they got together, they abstained themselves from any sexual immorality. Okay. 1996, when my wife and I got saved, we knew we were saved. We looked each other in the eyes and we said, we're going to keep ourselves until we get married. Oh, yes. I could stand before God and woman, and this woman could stand before God and me and knew. We made that vow to one another. Now, say avoid the temptation. One night, we done went to the movies. I walk her to the door, you know, shivery and dead. I walks her to the door, and Sharon, she said, good night. I said, good night. She said, a little smack. I said, no, ma'am. Yeah, I'm First Lady. No. But my point was, I said, there is no fire burning. Don't need to get the fire started. February the 8th, 1997. I'm not going to let y'all know she around there still want to hug Pauline them and Miss Clara and them. I'm looking at the watch and, man, forget cutting the cake and the pictures and all that. Lada. But leave my sister. What about your sister? She got barely. I mean, can I get a witness? And just that short time of abstaining, that's what God wanted. The Glovers likewise. Avoid the temptation. But not only avoid the temptation, avoid the conversation. Y'all kids with all these texts and stuff, you showing pictures and stuff, avoid the conversation. Nothing good can come out you. All this stuff. No. You're setting yourself up. Say avoid the temptation. Say avoid the conversation. Say avoid the isolation. Make sure you are not somewhere all by you. Ain't nothing good. Okay. Nick, I'm going to push it and close it down. See, back in our days, we had Keith Sweat. We had Anita Baker. Haircut like Anita Baker. We had Anita Baker. We had Keith. We had music. We had them eyes about dun 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 boom. Y'all see, we had nothing good is gonna come out of when you haven't avoided the temptation. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? When you have nothing's good is gonna come out when you haven't avoided the temptation, when you've been having the conversation, and now you got isolation. And you got Keith and you got Whitney and you got all them blowing in your ear. Nothing good gonna come out of that. Amen. Y'all listen, the man done told y'all 10 times, listen to him, church. I said it earlier, avoid the deception. Avoid the deception. Avoid the temptation. Avoid the conversation. Avoid the isolation, but avoid the deception. I said it earlier, and I conclude with this. If you really love me, if you really love me,